We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, with the last Mishnah in the first Perek. So we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudchas, Chapter 1, Mishnah 18. And the Mishnah says as follows, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Al shlosha dvar ma'olam omid, the world stands on three things, Al Haddin, on justice, Al Emes, on truth, Bi Al Hashalom, and ultimately on peace. And the Mishnah now quotes the pasuk from Zechariah, Emes u Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'areichem, literally translated, truth and judgment of peace shall you judge in your cities. So let's analyze. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel essentially saying, while there are many things that are important for the continuity of the world, the continuity of society, there are three things upon which the world fundamentally stands. So let's analyze them. So first, din. What does it mean, justice? So the Rabbi Yonah explains, sheyodun din emes la'amito. It literally means exactly as it said, that ultimately a person should adjudicate or a person should judge correctly, with truth. The idea of, again, I think it's a very basic idea that doesn't even require all that much explanation. Without truth, without din, ultimately, again, or I should say, really, it's not truth. I'm sorry. It's justice. Without justice, ultimately, again, so you're unable to create society. The words that are being used, sheyadun din emes la'amito, that one should, judgment should be rendered absolute truth. So din represents, again, the adjudication of justice in the appropriate way, a pillar of society. Next, al ha'emes, what does it mean on truth? So here Rabbi Yonah writes, Shiyesh la'adam la'leches b'darche HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should follow in the ways of Hashem. Shehu emes, v'sarasa emes, v'holche v'darche emes. It's actually interesting that the Ribono Shel Olam has many qualities, but the Gemara says, Chosamu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the signet ring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is emes. Truth, emes, is really the hallmark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that one should pursue emes. One should make truth, emes, a part of their life, because in that way, they're engaging in the process of divine emulation. Remember, this whole idea that we have in Yiddishkeit, the Torah says, V'halachta b'jirachav, walk in his ways. And Chazal understand, what does it mean to walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mahu rachum afata rachum, God is compassionate, you be compassionate. Divine emulation. See the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and try to emulate them. So the Ribono Shel Olam is known as the ultimate possessor of truth. He is MS, and therefore, again, it behooves us to try to emulate that midah of MS as well. So he says something amazing. He says, quotes over here the Gemara, Shafilu Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma Eino Lo Adam L'Shaker, that it goes without saying that a person can't lie in a way that's dishonest or a way that's egregious. But you know, sometimes a person could tell a lie, and the truth is, it doesn't matter. Like, in other words, it doesn't have an impact. Even in a situation where not telling the truth doesn't have a material impact, still don't do it. Now, why not? The Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. He says, Ki ha'adam hamargil l'shono l'daber sheker b'dvarim shein b'am lohevsev lo to'alas, because a person who becomes accustomed or habituate to speaking untruths, to not speaking the truth, even though it doesn't really have an impact upon anyone else, gam yavo l'daber dvarim shel iker. Gam ki yavo l'daber dvarim shel iker, lo yuchal lomar ha'emes. Then when it comes to moments in life when it does matter, and when there is a discernible difference between truth and untruth, he will be unable to bring himself to speak the truth. In other words, what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is, so much of life is developing proper habits, and so much of life is developing just midos. And the way we go ahead and we develop midos is through habituation, through conducting ourselves in a certain way. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, it could very well be that there are many situations in life where it doesn't matter if you tell the truth or you don't tell the truth. In other words, if whether I had chicken or fish tonight for dinner, it doesn't make a difference. So let's say I had chicken, I had fish. Okay, fine, I lied. Who cares? Right? There's no material difference. There's no material difference in the fact that I told you that I had chicken for, that I had fish for dinner when I really had chicken, or whichever way I said it originally. Right? Whatever, in other words, there's no material. But what's the problem? The problem is that I am creating a habit of behavior. By not telling the truth, by engaging in sheker, I become a person who becomes accustomed to speaking in falsehoods. And when I become a person who's accustomed to a certain type of behavior, it's those behaviors create habits. And habits are incredibly difficult to break. And then what unfortunately happens, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is that when I come to a situation in life where there is a material difference between truth and untruth, I'm so habituated to lying and to telling untruth that ultimately, again, I can't even realize the negativity of my ways. Lo yucha lomar ha'emes ki piyu ha'medaber v'hergel sholeit alav. And really, according to Rabbi Yona, what Rabbi Gamliel, or Shimon Gamliel, excuse me, is really trying to teach us is like the power of habit-forming behaviors. That the way we see, a lot of times in life, we kind of like develop two different types of behavior, not even realizing it. The type of behavior that maybe I exhibit, you know, day to day, and then the type of behavior I exhibit when it matters. So day to day, I might not be that meticulous, and day to day, I might not be that careful. Of course, when it matters, I'm ready to rise to the occasion. The problem, says the Rabbeinu Yona, is the day-to-day behavior is what creates the habits, and it's the habits that inform the way that I behave at all times. At all times. So therefore, if a person is accustomed to not telling the truth, even though you can make the argument that more often than not, when he's not telling the truth, it doesn't make a difference, because what it is that I'm lying about doesn't really matter all that much, but I've created a pattern of behavior. I've created a habit. And achas l'shalom, unfortunately, what ends up happening is then, even when it does matter, I'm unable to break that negative habit. Such a profound idea. Lastly, the third pillar that the world stands upon is shalom, peace. And here the Rabbi Yonah says something so simple yet so beautiful. Shalom hu kol el kol tuv shebaolam. Shalom encompasses all good that exists in the world. Vein tachlis l'to'alto b'shalom al Yisrael. So its benefit is endless. May shalom come upon all of Klal Yisrael. So remember again, the idea is that shalom, like the Gemara says, this is, Rashi quotes the Gemara that says by Berchas Kohanim, the last part of Berchas Kohanim is v'yaseim l'cha shalom. Hashem will give you shalom. And Rashi HaKodesh comments that you could have all the blessings in the world, but if you don't have shalom, if you don't have peace, ultimately all of those blessings are meaningless. And that peace, of course, manifests itself in a variety of ways. There's peace that we have with our fellow man. There's peace that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, there's peace that we have with ourselves. So if we bring this all together, the Rabbeinu Yona explains that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is teaching us three profound ideas. There are three things upon which the world stands. And by the way, when we speak about the world standing, it's not just the global world. It's also my personal world. Three pillars that I need in order to build a successful personalistic world. Number one, din. Be a just person. Be a just person, which really means personal honesty and integrity. Next, MS. Even though it may not matter whether you tell the truth or lie in a particular situation, understand whatever you do creates the habits. The habits ultimately create the patterns of behavior, and the patterns of behavior truly create my identity. Speak the truth even when you think it doesn't matter, so you create that habit of being a truthful individual, so that when it does matter, you have the proper midah ingrained inside of you. And lastly, shalom. Be the kind of person, ultimately, again, who values peace. Like we said, peace with one another, with your fellow Jew, with your fellow human being. Understand what's worth fighting about, what's not worth fighting about. Peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A recognition that even though sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things that we don't understand and maybe don't even appreciate, He still loves me. And I have to make my peace with the fact that I won't understand everything that He does. And peace with ourselves. So often in life, we go through life being unhappy with who and what we are. We have to come to terms with our mistakes, come to terms with our missteps, come to terms with our missed opportunities, and ultimately find peace with who we are so that we can even further develop our personalistic greatness. Mazel tov on the completion of the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Shkoyach, everyone.